Marmings down in Daphne and Chesaman Alf, and Maisa, Tanarban, and Maisa, Rishim, and Chanana, Shahalach, with Krach, Gadol, Shabaraimi. He went to the city in Rome. Amrlo, Tinak, Echad, Yishabes, Asurim. There's this one Tinak in jail, Yafei, Naim, Betoiv, Rai, Futsesov, Seduus, Otal, Talim. The Tinak, a person who was very handsome, good looking, and his hair was fashioned in a very nice way. Halach, Vamid, Pesach, Bes, Asurim. He went to the jail to test out to see if this person is worth being paid. Amr, he said, and he asked the question based on the pasuk in Yeshayahu, who caused all these tsars to come to Klai Yisrael? Ana asa tinak v'amar. This tinak answered, Halay Hashem zuchatanu lay lo'avur b'dachav halaych lo'shama b'tarasay. So he answered that it's Hashem who did it to us because we didn't listen to him and we didn't follow the Torah. Amr, he said, Muftachani b'shamay Rabbi Yisrael. I'm sure that this kid is going to end up being a very chashuva Talmud Chacham, Ha'avayda, Sheini Zazmikan, and Shifdan Mechamam, and Shepaskan Alav. And I'm going to redeem him, I'll be paid them. Yitaka redeemed him at Shepadayv, and Mamun Harbay. He was paid him with a lot of money. Vlohay, Yom Matam, Shahar, Rabbi Yisrael, and Taka. He became a big Talmud Chacham, and Manor, Bishma ben Elisha, and that was a Bishma ben Elisha. And this Gemara is very difficult to understand. Number one, it sounds like he saw some type of godless in him, that he asked the question, why did these tsars happen? And he answered with a pasuk that says it's because we left the Torah, we didn't listen to Hashem. What is the greatness of that? Why is that so unique that he recognized that the tsars happened because we left the Torah? He basically quoted a pasuk. What great goddess did he see over here? Ad kedei kach, that he said, I know he's going to be a Meir HaRabbi Yisrael, and he was willing to be paid him by Mamon Harbi. Also difficult to understand that it sounds like the reason why he took interest in this kid is because he was good looking. He looked nice, he was handsome, his hair looked nice, his hair was very masudr, that's why he was interested in him. Why is that a reason to take interest in this kid? So he was a good-looking kid, took care of himself. Why is that a reason to take interest in him and then to look further to see if he's Taka Talmud Chacham? Very difficult to understand why that was what attracted him to this this person. And I think that perhaps Chada is Maturitz Mechavrata, one question can answer the other question over here, and that is that there's a Gemara like you said, the Gemara is teaching us, when a person is... person faces a tsara, he has a big tsara that happens to him, there's really two different ways to deal with it. A person is going through a difficult time, a lot of tsaras, one way is to totally fall apart, to be miyash, to fall apart, you just can't handle it, you can't do anything about it. He knows, it might know it's from Hashem, he knows it's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's too much to handle and he just falls apart and he's not able to live a normal life. Another reaction is that a person is, he does not fall apart, he's able to get himself together, he pushes on, he moves forward, but only because he's not makir, he doesn't realize that this is a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he doesn't realize HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mounting him, is being tovei him, that he wants something from him. He says it's Darcha Shailim, these things happen and you move on, and he's able to keep his life together, but without seeing the Yad Hashem, without understanding that this is Hashem doing something to him and trying to internalize the message. And both of those ways are wrong. To not be makir Yad Hashem obviously is missing the whole point of the tzaris, even if you're able to keep yourself together, to see the Yad Hashem, but to fall apart is also not good. Hashem doesn't want you to fall apart. Hashem doesn't want you to give up on life and to despair. Hashem wants you to take the tzar and recognize that there's a message here and utilize it and grow. But there's a third mahalach, a third approach, which is the correct approach, and that is, on the one hand, to recognize clearly and understand this is a Yad Hashem. It's a message from Hashem because we're not doing what we should be doing, but at the same time, not to fall apart and to keep your life together and to move on and to grow and use that message to enhance your life and not chalila to be miyash and to fall apart. And when Rishim Chananya saw this Tinak Echad who was in jail at a terrible time of tsaris all by himself in the Beis HaAsurim, and he saw that he didn't fall apart. He was Yifei Naim, Tov Ra'i, his hair was a Masudr, he was a Masudr, he was handsome, he was a person who was taking care of himself, a person who clearly did not give up. But still the question is, why did he not give up? Did he not give up because he denied Hashem and didn't see the Yad Hashem and he just decided to move forward on his own? Or was he not giving up because he knew this is a message from Hashem? He understood that this is a message, there's a purpose for this Yisurim, and he internalized it and was willing to use it to move on and not Chalila to deny Hashem. That was the suffix that he had. So he asked this question. He said, who caused these tsaras? Why are all these tsaras happening to us? And when the Tinak answered, he said, Halay Hashem zucha tanulay, love and b'dach of halaych, that it's Hashem did it to us because we're not following in His ways. Then he said, Muftachnu b'shumay Rabbi Yisrael, this must be an Adam Gadol, because he's a person that on the one hand is not miyash, didn't give up, he's able to collect himself and take care of himself and move on with life, at the same time to know clearly that this is an Einish, this is Yad Hashem, and Hashem wants us to improve. That blend, that combination of being makir from Hashem and yet not falling apart and not falling to despair, but moving on and continuing to to live a life as the best that you could, and to use it to grow from the tzaras. That is something that only an Adam Galo could do, and that's why he said "Miftachani by Shemayr Harbi Yisrael," was that tziruf of being able to not give up and at the same time seeing clearly at Hashem, and not running away from the message of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is a simon of godless. You know, Yitzhak right that he was ended up being a Marabai Yisrael, Ishmael ben Elisha, and that was a godless that we saw in this kid.